Outlook. The LCBI Lady Bisons went the distance and, depending on the latest between the STF and the provincial government, now hopefully look toward a provincial championship opportunity that's staring right back at them. Over Friday and Saturday, March 15 and 16, the school played host to the 2A Regionals tournament in order to determine which roster would advance to the Hoopla Provincial Championship, welcoming teams from Birch Hills, Rosthern, and Southie to LCBI. The action got underway on Friday at 6 p.m., where the Lady Bisons were squared up against the Marauders from Birch Hills. The LCBI Lady Bisons fought tooth and nail for each victory during regionals hosted at home. Photo by Derek Ruttle. The home squad was able to obtain a substantial lead over their opponents that only grew as the game progressed. LCBI was here to win and they certainly showed it, taking the fight against Birch Hills and not letting up, perhaps wanting to send a message to their other competition. When all was said and done, the Lady Bisons were victorious at a score of 80-30, which would take them to the regionals final. After the Southie Eagles were able to defeat Rosthern at a score of 72-35, the championship final was decided on Saturday afternoon as LCBI and Southie proceeded to play arguably the most intense and back-and-forth basketball game ever played on an Outlook court. The spirit and tenacity of both teams were on full display during this 90-minute game, which really could have gone to either roster. Southie picked up an early momentum, but LCBI eventually matched it and took a slight lead, only for the Eagles to return back and square up the numbers on the scoreboard, even managing to forge ahead by a small margin. By the time things had arrived at the beginning of the fourth and final quarter, the score was 41-39 for the Lady Bisons, meaning this one would no doubt bring the drama in the final minutes. The 2A final played between LCBI and Southie made for one of the most intense games of basketball ever played on a high school court. Photo by Derek Ruttle. That was certainly the case as both rosters fought tooth and nail for both the lead and the ability to maintain it. As time wound down, the LCBI hometown crowd got behind the girls and cheered to their heart's content, and this may have helped instill some last-minute boosts of confidence as the team forged ahead by a handful of points. When the time clock buzzed out, LCBI was the victor as they defeated Southie at a score of 59-48. The win means that LCBI advances to the Hoopla Provincial Championship, scheduled to take place this coming weekend in Moose Jaw. However, strike action taken by the Saskatchewan Teachers Federation in light of the ongoing dispute between the STF and the provincial government has impacted the event, and Hoopla was set to be cancelled if there were no changes as of 3 p.m. on Wednesday, March 20. In other regionals news, the LCBI Bisons boys team ventured to Norquay, where on Friday they were able to defeat Foam Lake at an impressive score of 92-52. But on Saturday they lost in the final to the hosting Norquay squad at a score of 89-68. The Lady Bisons, coached by Samantha Ridgewell and Kira Berggren, are comprised of players Ava Bidochka, Hallie Sensens, Jane Wilson, Caitlin Wright, Olivia Thompson, Olivia Hefner, Kate Wilson, Morgan Chabot, Rachel Brand, Cassidy Ireland, Sophia Haugen, Angel Sodi, Summer Scott, and Cameron Nelson.